This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Yeah, here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. We can take calls today. I've got the call screen up and running. Telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm just trying to keep up with the elite. And it's really difficult because I'm looking at the electric bill that Harry and Meghan have in their new home in California in the United States of America. And let's see. So I have to multiply this, class. So think about this. This is in pounds sterling. This is their electric bill. Now multiply it times 1.3, or actually 1.31. Or add 31% more to this, okay? So their electric bill is £23,400. Gwyneth, that's a year. Do you think you'd ever have an electric bill that high, £23,400?
What, per month?
Per year.
Is that what they're paying per month?
No, per year.
Oh, my gosh.
23,000.
Even so, that's a huge electric bill for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
That's, that's probably $30,000, $40,000.
It's
$30,600. $30,600. That's a huge electric bill. That's almost unimaginably much. What are they, when you think of it this way, how much do you really need to live? If you're sitting at home, okay, and it's dark outside and you want to read a book, you turn the light on. So it's one light bulb. How much do you really need to live? You know what I mean? This is how you and I think. I mean, I haven't had an electric bill in years, over 7 years, because I've lived off grid for all that time. But, I'm sure that the electricity prices haven't gone up that much. It's just...
Right.
Like I say, it's almost unimaginably large. Even if I had as much money as they did, I think that I would, if I wanted to turn the lights on at night to read a book, then I would turn the lights on in the room where I was, and I'd leave the lights off in all the other rooms, maybe.
Yeah, right, that's what we do. Well, and if you have, class, if you have a solar system, there's no infinite supply of electricity. Whether you can afford it or not, if you have a system of a fixed size, you're dependent on the sun, and if you waste electricity, you're going to be in the dark. It's as simple as that. Well, they have a grid-connected system, and they can just, say, more, send more, send more, send more. Just keep, doing whatever they want. But that's the electric bill. Now, how about the water bill? Now, I thought about how much we use in terms of dollars per year in water. Now, we pump our own water out of our own well. So I figure it's about $10 a month if we paid for electricity. So $120 a year for water. Now, that's for a farm. Now, let's put this in perspective, class. So we have, you know, all the typical things that you might find in a house that use water. But we also have a cattle waterer, and the cows just drink at will. So when when it's dry, or in the winter when they can't get to the ponds or the stream's not running, they'll go to this cattle waterer and they'll drink out of it. And it's powered by electricity, a well. And a cow will drink about 30 gallons of water a day. So if you have 100 cows, that's 3,000 gallons of water a day. So we do what a typical house might do, except maybe we're a little more conservative and not wasting water. We have high-efficiency shower heads so that they don't spray a lot of water. They probably use half as much as a typical shower head at the most. Half as much. But the cows drink a lot of water when they drink from the well. So I'm thinking $10 a month for the farm. Yeah, that's with the cows. So it would be much less than that if we didn't have the cows. Well, Harry and Megan spend, in dollars, about $16,500 a year in water. Can you imagine that, Gwyneth?
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. What do they put all that water on?
Well, they have a pool.
To be perfectly honest.
They have a pool.
How many pools do they really need to see?
Well, they have a pool, and I'm pretty sure they have like a hot tub. But, you know, $16,500 in water. Now, the reason I mention this, Gwyneth, is we wanted to talk about the minimalist type lifestyle. You know, what do you really need?
Yeah.
Now, okay, so those are just two items. Okay. Now, one thing that they have is pretty interesting. They spend 4,200 pounds on pest control.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's $5,500 a year to, you know, get rid of the bugs. That's enormous. That they spend the amount that probably a person might spend on a mortgage. Now, when we bought our first house, Mrs. Finelli and I bought our first house, that was about our annual mortgage payment, roughly $5,000 a year, roughly. And this was for a four-bedroom brick house. And it was built in 1945, and it was magnificent. It needed some work, and you know, we cleaned it up, fixed it up. But it was big. It was a big house, and it had a fenced-in backyard, and it was in the suburbs. It was really, really nice. And the mortgage payment would be about $5,000 a year. And that was in 1979.
Yeah.
So these guys spend about that much on getting rid of bugs. They have a gas bill. Now, this would be like for natural gas. Just calculating this out. Let's see. Times 1.31 converted to dollars. $28,000 a year for gas. Now, that would be for heating, probably to keep the pool at a nice 85 degrees. That is, so what I'm talking about, $28,000 a year for gas. That's not for the car. That's not for the car. That's just for the house, you know. And now, these numbers are staggering. Now, why would we be talking about this? Well, and they want to be independent. So Harry and Meghan say, you know, we're doing this on our own. Well, actually, that's nonsense. They're not. Because they get money from Prince Charles, his duchy. That's what it's called, duchy. Duchy really means property that he levies taxes on. He collects the taxes, and then he gets to keep the money. It's a pretty nice gig if you could get it, right? So he gives money to Harry so he can afford his gas bill, his water bill, his pest control bill, and his electricity and mortgage payment. Now, they have a nanny. They have a chief of staff. They have some personal assistants. They have a chef. They have four housekeepers and a butler. I'm not sure why they need one of these on 5 acres. Why do you need a butler?
Okay.
And a chief of staff.
Really?
Can you imagine that?
5 acres is nothing.
Yeah.
It's literally the paddock down the front of
right.
my place.
Right.
And this paddock down the front, this field down the front, cost them how many hundreds of thousands of dollars in total? $200,000-$300,000 in total to maintain this postage stamp of land. You know, to the class, 5 acres of land probably sounds like a lot of land. But when you are living out in the countryside, you realize that it really is nothing to have a 5 acre farm. You know, it seems big when you're on it, but then you look at the guy next door who's on 20 acres and the other guy who's on 50 acres and him across the road who's on 100 acres and you realize that your 5 acres of land really is a tiny little postage stamp of land. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. So I just calculated out their property taxes. This is for 1 year. For 5 acres. $147,000 a year, property taxes. Now, what could you do with $147,000, class? Well, you could almost buy the farm across the road from us. Now, it's 80 acres. You could almost buy that. You'd need maybe another $20,000, and you'd be able to buy the farm and pay cash for it across the road from us. 80 acres. So what we're talking about is how easy or how hard you have it depends on the bed in which you are born. So if you're born in a royal bed, life's a lot easier. If you're born into a royal family, life's a lot easier. If you are born, with the last name of Bush, Windsor, and some other names, the political dynasties, it's a lot easier. If you want to be president, they say, in grammar school, they told us, we could be president. Oh, that's nonsense. We couldn't be president. You have to be born in the right family, the right political family. You're not going to be president. I can't even be elected to the board of directors because I wasn't born in the right family of a utility company, which is nothing. So the bottom line is there are the haves and the have almost nothings, which would be us. So the answer is, if you want to survive, you got to figure out the plan. And the plan is really simple. You got to get a farm. You have to get a farm. And then you could, if you had a water bill, you could deduct it. If you had an electric bill, you could deduct it. If you had a gas bill, you could deduct it. And if you had pest control supplies, you could deduct them too. That's why you need a farm. There's no other way out that I can think of to survive.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5 star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, you live on a farm. You raise farm animals. Maybe you could sell some of it. What if? What could you do with $60,000 a year? Would that be nice to have?
Oh yeah. If I had $60,000, I would approach the people next door, and I would ask if I could buy their 40 acres of land.
Huh?
And they'd probably sell it
okay.
to me.
Well.
They'd probably think that we're doing quite well. Yeah.
Okay.
So that wouldn't be just a one.
Yeah, I'm not talking about $60,000 just once. I'm talking about every year. Okay, $60,000. I don't think the average farmer makes $60,000 a year.
Amazing.
Yeah, wouldn't that be amazing? The average farmer, I don't believe, makes $60,000 a year. And that's working 7 days a week, you know, 24 hours a day. So why did I come up with that number? That is the number to keep the pool and the garden kept up for Harry and Meghan. $60,000.
Wow.
A year. Huh?
This is the 5 acres that they have.
Yeah. 5 acres.
Wow.
So there are people, you know, when you look at these pictures and you see how they're living, and I just wanted to put it in perspective how much money these people waste. and it's stolen money. You know, Prince Charles, you know, at the muzzle of a gun, steals that money from the people who he claims are living on his land. Yeah. Taxes. Real estate taxes. That's what the duchy is. So he takes that money and, you know, dispenses it as he sees that he should. Carefully doling out money to Harry and Meghan so they can have a $60,000 amount for the pool and the garden upkeep. It's ridiculous. They even have a nanny. What does Meghan need a nanny for? So how much does a nanny cost? $102,000. A nanny. They're paying $102,000 a year for a nanny. It's staggering to me. And the nanny makes the least amount. The chef makes way more than that. The chief of staff makes double what the nanny makes. Okay, so let's get back to reality. You know, we didn't win the lottery, so we're doing it the hard way, the primitive way, literally. And I was talking with Bert Bertonis yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, a bunch of things, like the fires in California. He's in California, near the fires. And what's important? And the supply chain. And what if we have the next coronal mass ejection? You know, the next Carrington event. What does it mean? Well, it means the grid goes down, right? And for us, and I was explaining to Bert about the cows and how they drink 30 gallons of water a day, and how if we don't have 30 gallons of water, within 12 hours, we're going to see dead animals. They got to have it. They're black. They attract the sun. We have black Angus cows. They attract the sun. And they get hot. And if they can't get cool, they're going to die. So we are, oh, let's say, maybe 24 hours away from losing our herd all the time. When I say losing, I mean death. So we have to have water. So I mentioned to him what we do about that. So we have a spare well. We have ponds. We have a stream. And the ponds are a runoff. What that means is when it rains, the water runs downhill and shows up at a pond. And the pond holds it until there's too much rain, then the pond has spillways and the excess goes off to the side and then runs downhill. Well, in times of drought, we need, for us, even without the drought, we need water to live. So a well is really important, and a well pump is really important. And if that thing quits, now what? Am I going to call a guy and say, hey, listen, our well pump quit. Can you come on over? And what if he says, yeah, I can be there. Let's see. Today is Wednesday. I can be there next Thursday. How's that? The animals will be dead. We might be dead. 3 days without water. You know that. We'll be right back.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo among the speakers at last night's second night of the Republican National Convention. Pompeo delivering his speech from Jerusalem, praising the president's foreign policy, including a recent Middle East peace deal.
And just 2 weeks ago, the president brokered a historic peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. This is a deal that our grandchildren will read about in their history books.
Police in Kenosha, Wisconsin have now confirmed that two people died overnight in riots in the streets of that city following the weekend shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man who was shot repeatedly by police as he was walking towards his car to get in. Republican lawmakers in the state say Governor Tony Evers could have stopped some of the violence by accepting help from President Trump, which the governor waved away. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Some good news finally for California firefighters. The weather's going to be helping a bit. Cal Fire officials say they're making progress on 3 wildfires around the San Francisco Bay Area thanks to the weather. Many of the more than 600 fires in the state were started by lightning, but still the weather could turn with dry lightning again, with strong winds and warm temperatures threatening to start more blazes in the coming days. At least 7 people have been killed by those fires. The CDC is now telling employees to avoid confrontation with people who do not want to mask up. New guidance from the agency recommends retail and service industry workers not argue with customers who make threats or become violent over it. Many businesses have put in mask requirements while visiting their stores. The CDC says those companies can take steps to avoid any workplace violence, like conflict resolution training and putting in security systems. Designated safe areas have also been brought up so that employees have somewhere to go if they feel threatened. And Chicago White Sox player Lucas Giolito has thrown the first no-hitter of this unusual Major League Baseball season, giving up 1 walk and striking out 13 as the White Sox beat the Pirates 4-0 in Chicago. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to DC for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah. Gwyneth's with us. She's live in Australia. Gwyneth lives on a farm. And she is in charge of the farm. She is the plumber. She is the electrician. She is the roofer. She is the framer. She is the gardener. She's the horse trainer. Okay. And she's the laborer. She's the engineer. She is the CEO. She's all of it. And Gwyneth, just you know, we were talking about some of the small numbers like electricity and water and gas for and pest control for Harry and Meghan. Let's talk about something big. Let's talk about the security team. Now, this is 5.4 acres, right? They have six ex-military or former police officers.
Okay.
The cost to just keep them showing up for work is just over $1 million a year. Let's keep everybody safe. So when you think about it, they chose to live there. Nobody said, you know, nobody put a gun to their head and said, you are going to live here. And it's really dangerous to live in this part of California. I'm kidding, of course. And so just the expense is just unbelievable. But getting back to us, reality, when we put in our well 15 years ago, we got a well hole in the ground. We got well casing. We got you know, well pipe. We brought water to the house. It's an underground well pump. It's so it's a submersible pump. It's 1 horsepower, and we have a well pressure tank, and that all cost us 1/3 the amount that Harry and Meghan spent on just paying for water being delivered to their house. So we spent about $5,000 for the well and pump and all the rest of it. Harry and Meghan spent are going to spend $16,000 a year for their water bill with no well. So if you decide that you want to survive for the long run and be prepared, you're going to need a well. Or you're going to need some source of water. You can catch it from the roof. You can filter it. But you're probably still going to need to pump it somewhere. So you're going to need some electricity, and you're going to need some a pump, and you're going to need some wiring and so forth. And, Gwyneth, how do you do this? Because we're now talking about primitive living, minimalist living. What is it going to take? Because I described how without water, we're all going to die. 3 days. 3 days we'll be dead without water. Everybody. Nobody special. Not even Harry and Meghan. And they don't know. They don't know that they are at the mercy of the water company. They haven't figured that out yet. So let's talk about how do you get water, Gwyneth?
Okay. I have two water supplies on this property. One of them is the domestic water supply, and that is fed from a roof catchment, which is piped into some large tanks. It has a total of about 40,000 litres capacity in total. At the moment, we've had rather a dry winter, and they're about 3/4 full, okay? But that's okay, because it's still, you know, 30,000 litres or thereabouts. And we would use around about 1,000 litres of water a week. And about once a week, I go out and I turn on a pump, which pumps the water from one of these cisterns, one of these big water tanks, to an IBC cube, which stands for a food grade IBC cube. I think it originally had something like glucose in it or something like that. But it stands on top of a, I think it's about 6 meters tall steel rod tower, which is specially made for the purpose. You can buy them from farm supply stores here in Australia, and they are called header towers. But they're gravity pressure towers. Okay, we put an IBC cube of 1,000 litres, that's 250 gallons, in the cage. I'm sure we're all familiar with what they look like, on top of the tower, and the house water supply is plumbed into the outlet of that IBC cube. And it has a filter, a small filter. It just catches the you know, any algae, more or less, that builds up so that the algae doesn't clog up the pipes in the house. And then we turn the taps on, and the water comes out of the taps in the house. And that's how we have running water in the house. We have running water in the kitchen, and we have running water in the bathroom. And those are the only two rooms with running water. So, you know, I don't know how, you know, if some people have running water in every room. But we don't in our house. That's the domestic water supply. And then I have what I call the agricultural water supply, which is basically a dam, which is what we in Australia call a farm pond. And its catchment area is basically the entire upper half of the farm. And when we get a certain amount of rain, the water flows into this farm pond or dam, and then it's pumped into an IBC cube, which sits on top of the dam wall, and it is pumped to wherever I need to have water on the farm, which is generally on the lower half of the farm. And the upper half of the farm doesn't have any, you know, irrigation on it. It's basically one big, huge field or paddock, which is, you know, field or paddock is kind of a misleading term because the whole farm is actually a forest. So, but it's a eucalyptus forest, and it's a very open canopy, so you've got grass underneath the trees. And, you know, you've got natural vegetation underneath the trees. And that's how it is. And, you know, so that's how our water system operates. And I've been here for 7 years now, and there's only been one occasion where we've had to buy in water. And that was end of 2015. We had to buy in water because the dam was in danger of going dry. We've had one of the driest years we've ever had. And, you know, but the year rolled into 2016 and we ended up having floods. And it went from within a matter of weeks from the dam being absolutely empty and bone dry almost, except for the water that I've brought in, to overflowing, and it kept overflowing for around about 6 months. But after that experience, I decided that I was going to work on the catchment area above the dam, and we haven't run out of water since. And I think that we've had a drier year this year than what we had in 2015, and even so, the dam is still about half full. So I'm quite happy about that. So does that make sense? But this is how farmers operate.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Here's the thing, class. So if we contrast this with Harry and Meghan, they've got the same system, except they don't own it. What happens is water comes from somewhere. Let's say it comes from a river. Let's say it comes from a large, large stream. Let's say it comes from underground. In a well, like Springfield, Missouri has a well, 600 feet down. And what happens is the water is pumped. Let's say it comes from a river. Its water is a freshwater river. Water is pumped from the river up into one of those water towers. You've seen them all over the place. So they've got this tower, and on top there's a tank. And the idea is the water is pumped to the top of the tank, and then gravity pulls the water down through the municipal plumbing system, ultimately to the house, you know, in the suburbs or the city. So the water tower is the highest point. It's higher than any of the houses. So gravity will pull the water from the tank to the homes. And as the water is consumed, there's a switch that says, okay, turn on the pumps. We need more water for the tank. Well, that's exactly what Gwyneth has, except she pumps her tank, which is on the header tower, manual. She just decides when she wants to power that up. Now, the difference is Gwyneth owns the pump, the plumbing, the tank, and the tower. Harry and Meghan don't own any of that. They're reliant on other people, you know, to maintain the pump and the tank and the rest of it. Well, Gwyneth knows whether she should consume less water or not based on the supply of water that she can see. And if she wants to waste water, she's certainly welcome to do that. But then it's, how is she going to survive after that? Because if you've ever tried to carry a bucket of water, like a 5-gallon bucket of water, let's say you start out with 5 gallons and you start carrying it, let's say, 300 feet. You're going to be a little bit worn out by the time you've gotten to that 300 feet. And you won't have 5 gallons in the bucket anymore because it's going to slosh out. You might have maybe 4 gallons if you're careful. So you've wasted 20% of it, unless you have a lid. But does everybody have a lid for those 5-gallon buckets? And if you want to live on 5 gallons a day, it's going to be really, really, really tough. Because an older model toilet would use more than half of that bucket with one flush. No kidding. So the bottom line is water is number one. You have to have water for life to exist. And are you willing to be dependent on someone else to provide your water? Well, it's always worked fine. You know, the city's always had water. Sometimes they say don't drink the water because they messed up. And it got polluted, got cross-connected with a sewer system, or there was a chemical spill or something like that. But you really don't know what's in your water. You really don't. There are places in West Virginia that have municipal water supplies that have been selling toxic chemical-laden water to the customers. And then years later, after people have died from cancers of all kinds, they say, you know what, you're right. We shouldn't have done that. We'll try to do better next time. That's what happens. So why not buy a farm, get out of Dodge, and be in control of your own destiny and have a water filtration system that will, you know, carbon block final filter system that will remove just about all the chemical poisons that could be in your water if they happen to show up. Because it kind of looks like things are getting worse to me. The shooting has started. It's the police against the villagers. It's the corporations against the villagers. It's Black Lives Matter against the villagers. It's like a free-for-all. So why would you want to hang around? We knew this was coming. Mrs. Finelli and I and the family knew this was coming. And that's why we moved to Missouri. Now, I'm not saying Missouri is the only destination. It's just one. There are plenty of places you can go that are a lot safer. Gwyneth moved to the country in Australia. She knew this was coming too. We'll be right back.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, if you have a farm and you have, an orchard and you have a drought, you're going to have to provide water to the trees. That's what we're doing here. You know, taking 5-gallon buckets and little tiny holes, one hole in each bucket about the diameter of a number 2 pencil lead. If I fill it with 5 gallons of water, I've got 13 or so buckets on the trees, and I rotate them, about 40 trees or so, something like that. And I move these buckets. I give them like 3 drinks a day, and then I move the buckets. So 15 gallons of water per tree per day. And it takes me a couple hours, literally, to fill those buckets and, you know, move from bucket to bucket to bucket to bucket. And it literally takes a couple hours a day to do that during the drought. I have to develop a better system. Now, I didn't used to have to do that, but now I do. So, you know, you are responsible. So if you don't want the orchard, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about the trees. You know, they'll die. So with the well, since that's the number one thing that, you know, other than your housing, that you've got to have, you ought to consider getting a few of these spare items. A well pump, spare well pump, exactly like the one you have. Find out which one you have. There's typically a label on the well pressure tank that says this is the well pump. So get the same one if you like it. Then get the same spare well control box, and that's inside too. If you have a submersible pump, that's inside somewhere. Maybe a few lengths of well pipe, same kind that you've got. Pipe couplings to put the pipe together in case one breaks. And pipe thread compound to put the pipes together. And then some stainless steel clamps, depending on the kind of well pipe you have, whether you have black poly or whether you have PVC, Schedule 80. A pressure tank, a spare pressure tank, the bigger the better. And a spare pressure relay to turn the well pump on and off. Those are things you ought to consider getting, and you can get them now while they're affordable. And while there's somewhat of a supply of them, I suggest you consider doing all those things, because if you don't have any water, you're dead. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah, I have a saying around here, which is nothing else happens without the water. And when I was explaining to my son how important it was for me to do this catchment management work at the top of the block, the top 10 acres of the block, and which basically involves putting a bunch of trenches in on contour and along drainage lines so that the water, instead of flowing off the block, it gathers in the trenches and soaks into the soil. And that means that, you know, the water goes into the groundwater. We have a very shallow, we have a very shallow bedrock here on this land. The bedrock is usually less than 3 feet deep, and it's granite continental bedrock. So there's really not much of a place for the water to go, and it really wouldn't be any good trying to dig a well, okay, because once you get to continental bedrock, that's what the water tends to sit on in the water table. And so because we've got a very shallow, continental bedrock here, like, the water might flow down through cracks in it, the trees put their roots down and they crack the bedrock open and they create small reservoirs of water. But, you know, you wouldn't be able to put a well down there and expect any inflow into the well. So you've got to think of the geology of your land. So that's why we've got this thing as this dam. And also we've got other dams on the lower part of the block. But the main dam is the one that collects most of the water. You know, you've got to think of these things, and you've got to actually, it's a really good idea if you get a map of your farm, either from the municipality or from Google Earth or wherever, Google Maps or wherever, and plot out the facilities that are on your land. And you can get a satellite photo of your own land from Google Maps. Just type in your address onto Google Maps, and it will bring up a satellite image of your map of your land with all the property boundaries marked, which is very, very convenient. They didn't have that back in the day, you know, but they had it, you know, when I was deciding what I wanted to do with this land. And I made use of that, and I sort of decided more or less what I was going to do with what part of the land back about 7 years ago. And I've been gradually accomplishing that plan ever since. It has changed somewhat since I've decided, maybe this is not suitable for this part of the land after all. Maybe I'll go and do that with this other part of the land. But more or less it stayed on the same track, you know. And you've really got to do that. And you've got to really be committed to going out and doing a little bit on your land each day. You know, whether that land is 1 acre or 5 acres or 20 acres or 100 acres, you've got to go out and do a little bit of work on your land each day. And if you do, then you'll find that you can actually accomplish a lot. Yep. Does that make sense?
That's what it's like on the farm. That's what it's like. We're talking about minimalist living, primitive living. Gwyneth and I will be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.